This is the 437th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, the podcast from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that gives you everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. I'm D. Orlando Ledbetter, the Falcons beat reporter for the AJC, and we're going to title this episode Falcons Brace for a Battle with the Buccaneers. The Falcons are 6-6 and in first place in the NFC South. The Bucs, who've won the last three NFC South titles, will come to town with a 5-7 record and a chip on their shoulders. They're not ready to give up their throne. If you're listening to us for the first time, please make sure to follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, we're back here at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, and we're going to get it moving, try to get you ready for this game on Sunday against the Bucs. A couple big issues for the Falcons. Arthur Smith discusses the injuries to starters A.J. Terrell, Nate Landman, and Caleb McGarry.
A.J. will be in the protocol. We'll just have to see how the week goes. And then McGarry and Caleb McGarry and Nate Landman, we'll just have to see. You know, thankfully it wasn't anything that's long-term or in their season, and you don't want to put time on it. But, you know, it could maybe this week, a week from now, you know, it's, we'll just have to see. I think, you know, Wednesday, Thursday will tell us a lot. You know, so as you're looking, maybe a couple weeks or 1 week, you know, you just have to see.
All right. AJ's in the concussion protocol. They have no control over that. Nate Landman, left knee. Caleb McGarry, right knee. And, was just going over the injuries today. Mac Hollins hasn't played since Minnesota. That's three games. So it must be a high ankle sprain. He tried to go last week and then couldn't. So, you know, that's usually a 4 to 6 week deal. So they kept him on the roster, though. But, that's another injury, you know, to keep an eye on this week. And here's Arthur Smith on how they can be more consistent on the offensive side of the football.
We've had several big yardage games. I mean, this one probably felt more like Carolina week one, if I had to say offensively where it did. It felt sluggish. And, as the game goes on, like I said yesterday, I mean, our intent is to always try to score every time you have it, score touchdowns. And but you're not doing that consistently. The other side has to say there's other things you can do better. I know what you're saying. It's, you know, why haven't we had one of those games where it's like everything, it's not like the passing game got going, well, we turned the ball over, or the running game's really going, and then that part I get. Is that assume
that's
what you're asking?
If we had
12 games where it's been nothing but 130 yards, I get it. Yeah, we're striving for more. I won't go too much because those just sound like excuses. But at the end of the day, you know, we got to continue to work and get that, because that's what we're shooting for.
Yeah, we'll address that in the tail of the tape. The 130 nothing but is the rushing numbers. The passing numbers have not escalated into top half of the league type numbers, but they're gonna need to hit some down the stretch here. We'll wrap that up when we get to the tail of the tape. Falcons versus Bucks stats. Here is Arthur Smith on if things feel different at 6-6 after snapping the three-game losing streak.
Well, I think it's a testament, because you're going to hit adversity in some season. Like, you know, even if you see it throughout. I mean, there's some really great teams that hit a three-game skid. Now, they have a better record and whatever. But the NFL season, it's never – I mean, there's – you know, you go back to that. Very rarely has anybody ever had a perfect regular season. And everybody strives for it. But I think what you're seeing is you're going to hit adversity. And if you don't have the right people, they can go sideways in a hurry. But I would say those – as a credit to those guys – and the staff all the way around, the consistency in the building, no matter what's going on around you, is knowing that the perspective and, like, hey, like, we got to continue to improve. And that's still going to be our mindset now. We're not doing victory laps.
All right, that's Coach here. And going to get on to Tampa Bay. The Falcons won that first meeting 16-13 down there. Should have been a blowout, but they had too many red zone turnovers, 3 to be exact. And they needed a 51-yard field goal from Younghoe Koo at the buzzer to pull it out. Here is Arthur Smith on how different Tampa Bay might look since that last meeting on October the 22nd.
I don't know if it's like, you know, they'll look the same way. It's not like you're going to have a wholesale schematic change, but they're, you know, they had different pressure practices they didn't use last time. We'll have different things that we didn't use, but, you know, the personnel pretty well, and they do a great job with their rush plans. You know, some people call pressure to call them, but what I always have an appreciation, why I've always been, I got so much respect for Todd Bowles and a lot of great coaches in the league, but I do appreciate, you could see what they try to do week in and week out, and there's a lot of them, and when you study each other so much, they got some really good stuff, and you know, like I said, they've had to plug and play guys in, and they're a physical team, and as I said, it's a good challenge, and we're excited.
All right, it's talking about Tampa Bay's blitz packages and how they're going to probably show them something, you know, different here in this matchup. Now, let's, you know, one of the, you know, those injuries that Coach talked about in the first segment there, A.J. Terrell can't control that one. Clark Phillips III went in there and played a lot of the snaps, the rookie from Utah, fourth-round pick. And then Nate Landman, Andre Smith went in for him. And then Storm Norton went in for Caleb McGarry. So, you know, Coach said 1 to 2 weeks. He's probably underselling the knees. You know, like they undersold Mac Hollins. He's been out a month now. So, you know, they want to try to make the other team prepare for all the players is what's going on there when the coach is minimally reporting his injuries. So just in case Caleb can't go, Storm Norton will get the start. And so we caught up with him in the locker room on Monday, and here's what Storm had to say about a couple different, you know, about getting in the game, some things on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Go yesterday. What's wrong with Preston and Duty again?
Yeah, I thought it went okay for the most part. Obviously, it's a process of jumping right in there, especially on a third down, but kind of got settled in after that and do what we had to do to win.
And what if you have to, you know, get ready for start next week? Are you okay with just going to practice and seeing what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just got to come in here every day. I mean, I kind of carry that mentality anyways, kind of preparing like you're the starter for reasons like this, you know, jumping in. It could be first quarter, could be a fourth quarter. I know everybody's kind of relying on me, and we shouldn't be able to skip.
What about Tampa Bay, you know, playing a division opponent here again? I guess they've been 2-4 since the last meeting.
I mean, I think they know the stakes coming into this week. It's a big game for both of us, especially this time of year, getting towards the middle of December and all that. You know, these games mean everything. And it's a good position to be in, to be in meaningful games. So, you know, we're excited to get out there and, you know, kind of keep this streak going.
How tough was it playing in the rain up there on Sunday?
It wasn't too bad.
I
kind of enjoyed it. Once you kind of get going, you don't even really notice it's there. So, yeah, it was totally fine.
And the run game got – it was a tough sledding out there. It's easy to see that. What do y'all got to do to get it cranked back up against Tampa? That's got a pretty stout run defense also.
Yeah, just gotta get back to work and get a new plan and, you know, kind of attack it throughout the week and, you know, just keep that emphasis and making the run game a priority, and it'll eventually open up for us.
Storm did a good job out there, and he might have to be out there against the Bucks on Sunday. We're going to take a break right now. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have a different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
All right, we're back here at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast previewing the Atlanta Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But before we move on, I want to share a special offer for you from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution has a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you subscribe today, you can get 3 months of unlimited digital access for just 99 cents. That's all of our sports coverage, politics, breaking news, investigations, food and dining, and so much more on AJC.com. Plus, you'll get access to our e-paper and our assortment of newsletters. So join our community by going to subscribe.AJC.com/podcast. That's subscribe.AJC.com/podcast. So you always know what's really going on. All right, we're going to move on here to some notes, then our tale of the tape, and then NFC South look around, and a couple more notes to close it out here on the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. The first note is, who's got Mike Evans? The fine Tampa Bay wide receiver had 7 catches for 162 and a touchdown in the Bucs' 21-18 win over the Panthers. He became the first wide receiver in NFL history to eclipse the 1,000-yard mark in each of his first 10 seasons. Jerry Rice, the league's all-time receiving leader, yards receiving leader, has 22,895 yards. He did that 11 years from 1986 to 1966 and had a total of 14 1,000-yard seasons. He didn't do it in his first 10 years because as a rookie, he started 4 of 16 games and had 927 yards back in 1985. In the last game, Evans caught 6 of 8 targets for 82 yards and a touchdown, caught a 40-yard touchdown in the game over A.J. Terrell. So I would imagine that, you know, Mike Hughes missed the last game with a hand injury. If Terrell can't get back, they'll probably move Okuda over to Evans in man-to-man situations. And then if they go with Clark Phillips, let the rookie, you know, get an education on the field there. I'm sure they'll keep a safety over the top of him. But that would be an option also. And then Trey Flowers is also an option. If they have to go deep into the bench, he started some games early this season. And in that last meeting, that was the game where Desmond Ridder had the red zone turnovers and got hit at the one by Antoine Winfield. And that it resulted in the touchback. Andre Smith stepped in for Landman after he sustained his knee injury. And Arthur Smith said he had a really good day on special teams and then he had to go in there and play linebacker. They tried to isolate him on one play. We rallied to the tackle. That's the NFL, and they played really solid football. And then he played really solid football. Got the fumble. Yeah, he did a good job, said Arthur Smith. Bradley Pinion was named the Falcons' Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. They'll announce the league-wide winner at the Super Bowl. that recognizes him for his community service. And for Tampa, North Clayton's Yaya Diabe, he is coming on. He started the last two games. He went to North Clayton High and Georgia Military College for going to play 33 games at Louisville. And the he had six tackles against the Panthers last week, and he has 5 sacks on the season. Of course, their defense is led by Anton Winfield, who has 86 tackles, 2 interceptions, and 5 quarterback hits. Lavonte David Groin and Devin White had a foot injury, and they didn't play against the Panthers. All right, let's move on to the tail of the tape here for this game. Surprisingly, the Bucs are their defense yardage is pretty bad. They're 27th. They're giving up 356.9, and but it's lopsided. It's passing yard. It's 257.9. It's 29th, and then they're giving up 99 yards rushing, which is 10th, and 20.4 points, which is 10th also. So they let you score. They let you move the ball through the air, but don't let you score. I don't know. This might be one of the deals where, you know, teams don't have to run because they can hit passes because they're 29th in pass defense. So that makes the rushing numbers look good. We'll see. But I think they got a stout front. But the linebackers being down certainly hurt. Certainly has a, you know, certainly is a big factor. David and White. So the offense, you know, first year without Tom Brady, they are 22nd overall, 305.6 yards a game, 220.4 in passing. That's 18th, and they can't run the ball. 85.2, they're 30th in run. So, you know, Baker Mayfield's back there throwing it around a little bit. 19.4 points a game, 22nd. So they're in the bottom half of the league on all the offensive categories except for, well, no, everything. Yeah, 18 is their highest. So, yeah, this is a bottom half of the league offense. Time possessions, 28.5. Now the Falcons have the advantage because they're top 6 in rushing, 135.2. But they're in the bottom half of the league and everything else. So, run the ball. You got to run the ball against the top 10 defense, top 10 run defense. So that's the advantage for the Falcons is their rushing attack against the Bucs run defense. Now the Falcons defense is, you know, moving on up. Points allowed after holding the Jets to 8. They moved up from 18 to 7. So they're top 10 and they're in the top half of the league and everything. It's 10th overall in yards. And this is after not letting anybody score for 2 weeks against the Saints. 90 scored touchdowns. Saints and then 8 points to the Jets, who were, woo, that was a bad game to watch. The state of quarterbacking in the NFL, we need a whole expose on that. But, I mean, all the guys retired and, you know, nobody bothered to develop any backup quarterbacks. Looked like Green Bay did the best job. Jordan Love has come along up there. And the Falcons still have a developmental project in Desmond Ridder. But defensively, top 10 in yards, 10th overall, passing 208.1, that's 11th, and rushing yards 107.8, that's 15th. And then the points, like I said, they went from 18th to 7th at 20 points a game. Turnovers, the Falcons moved up a little bit. They're now minus 3 after going 3-0 last week, and the turnovers are down to minus 6, which is 20th. Now, the Bucs, how they're able to stay in games is they turn the people over. They've got 18 turnovers, 10 interceptions, 8 fumble recovers. They are a plus 5, which is 6th in the league. So, they give up yards, but they create turnovers. You know, that's their winning formula. Baker throw it around and don't get it intercepted. So, you know, their weapons, is Mike Evans is their weapon. That's their offense. Chris Godwin's pretty good underneath. And Rashad White, the running back, just hasn't done much this year. So the numbers tell us, hey, the Falcons got to run the ball against the Bucs, not turn it over. They should be able to get out of there with a win. defense got shut down. You got the 11th ranked pass defense going against the 18th ranked pass offense. That's their best thing. So, but the Falcons are hurting that corner. AJ Terrell, concussion protocol. Jeff Okuda has a undisclosed injury that happened near late in the game. Coach will have to put that on the injury report on Wednesday if he's still hurt. So we'll be looking at that closely, because if the Falcons secondary is down to the backups, then you know what kind of defense they got to play. They'll be playing cover two and with both of the safeties back and trying to just keep the ball in front of them. But if the guys are healthy, then they can attack Baker and go after and play some man. And now one of the other big things they've been doing in the secondary is playing a big nickel package. That's when they put Hallams and Jesse Bates back deep, and they put Richie Grant in the slot. Let him play some nickel, like his rookie year when he played some nickel. You know, they got D. Alford starting at nickel. Clark Phillips playing some nickel. Mike Hughes was playing some nickel, too. So they have some versatility to mix and match. I would think you want a D. Alford against Godwin in this game. Richie on Godwin, I don't think you want that one. So the NFC South, the Falcons are in first place at 6-6. Tampa Bay and New Orleans are at 5-7. Tampa Bay is ahead of them because they're 2-1 in the division. And Carolina is 1-11, 0-3 in the division. And so the Falcons, of course, play the Bucks, and the Panthers are at Carolina. It's NFC South play each other week. So Carolina at the Saints at 1 o'clock. And, you know, we look at the point differentials, and the Falcons are minus 14. Tampa Bay is a minus 12. The Saints are a plus 2. And then Carolina, they're struggling up there, minus 122. So they're not in games. They're not, you know, they're not competing. They fired the coach already. That rebuild is ongoing. Okay, then the Falcons are also 14th in third down and 21st in red zone. So, you know, they're doing a little better on third down. So a lot of work been the case this year. A lot of work needed on the offensive side of the ball. We knew the passing attack, that should have been the offseason project. And if they did do, you know, they're just right dead in the water, just where they were with Mariota and Ritter last year, right in the low 20s. They're at 22. So you got to make a jump up in that passing down the stretch here if you really going to the playoffs and trying to win a playoff game. So, Tampa Bay, they are 2-4 since the last meeting. After the Falcons beat them, they went to Buffalo and lost 24-18. Went to Houston and lost 39-37 in a thriller. They did something the Falcons couldn't do. They beat Tennessee 20-6. And they lost to San Francisco 27-14. No shame there. And then they lost to Indy 27-20 to the Colts. Now, the Colts and Falcons will be coming up here. That'll be a pivotal game here in a couple weeks. And then they won last week 21-18 over Carolina. 21-18 over Carolina. Series record, this will be the 61st meeting. The series tied 30-30. The Falcons have won the last two meetings. Before that, Tampa Bay had won 5 in a row. All right, Baker Mayfield in that game last week, he was 14 of 29 for 202. But he leaned on Mike Evans there and got the ball to him 7 times for that 162. And just closing out here, the Bucks have won the last 3 NFC South titles. And they're trying to go for 4. This will be a big game for them. And then, you know, just again, the last meeting was 16-13 in week 7 on October 22nd. A lot has happened since then for both teams. But now you're in pretty much the stretch run of the season with 5 games to play. The Falcons are up by 1 game in the NFC South. And if you're going to close strong, they're going to need to start, you know, doing a little bit better on offense and keep that defense holding their own and keeping folks out of the end zone. So with that, we're going to get on out of here and get ready for the game on Sunday between the Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Take care and have a great rest of your week.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny.
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at AJC.com/hip-hop.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut, are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.